Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, October 24th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Prepared this message on a beautiful, beautiful Friday morning here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. If you hear a bit of a raspiness in my voice, I am dealing with the remnants of a cold I've dealt with all week. I'm going to try to get through this and ask your pardon as I do so. Today's message is titled, Doing Right in the Eyes of the Lord, a powerful scripture verse from Judges 21, verse 25.
In those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes.
Where is our culture heading? As an American, I ask, where is my country is heading? And you may very well ask that, regardless of where you live. We ask, when will the judge of the universe act in a dramatic way, as he has done so all throughout history? These are questions I have today, particularly as I consider the moral apostasy evident in so many ways all around us.
The book of Judges ends with a summary statement that describes the moral climate of Israel, as expressed in the daily text. The early part of the verse describes the period as a time when, quote, there was no king in Israel, end quote. As later history proved, this in itself was not necessarily significant. When the nation had kings, there were periods when the people earnestly followed and obeyed God. But there were also periods of spiritual decline and apostasy. However, if we understand king in the sense of moral authority, this portion has enduring meaning.
The latter part of the verse really sums up the period. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. The New International Version phrases it, everyone did as he saw fit. The period of the judges was one of the most barbaric times in history. Some are troubled at the events recorded and even wonder why they are mentioned in the Bible. But they merely document the sordid history of the period and the consequences of living without regard to God.
Is it that much different than our day? Stories of barbarism are far too common in our own time. Listen to the news any given day, and the increase in lawlessness is evidenced all around us. Surely the phrase, every man did that which was right in his own eyes, describes our times as well, and in the direction that we are heading, it will increasingly do so.
Fellow believer, let us who follow the Lord heed the words of Scripture through Moses.
Be careful to obey all these regulations I am giving you, so that it may always go well with you and your children after you, because you will be doing what is good and right in the eyes of the Lord your God.
That's in Deuteronomy 12, verse 28. And my appeal to you today, first of all, is let's strive to do what's good and right in the eyes of the Lord, living according to the commands of His Word.
Let us live under the realization that 2 Chronicles 16:9, the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him.
Let us commit our hearts fully to God this day and receive His strength and blessing as we live in these very challenging times.
Let us pray together. Father, we read throughout the period of the judges that the people of Israel endured great heartache and spiritual defeat because each one became his own authority and acted on his own opinions of what was right and wrong. They did not make you the final authority. They disregarded your holy laws and chose to do that which was right in their own eyes. We see this prevailing attitude in our own day. But as believers, we acknowledge that our judgment is flawed and our motives are selfish when we do not submit our will to a holy God who knows what is best for His children. Today, we want to obey Your laws and surrender our will as we seek to do what is good and right in Your eyes. This will result in our hearts being strengthened and our lives being blessed by You. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today and perhaps enduring, particularly with my voice. We are preparing these messages real time, and we don't prepare them ahead. We're actually preparing this. It just turned 8 o'clock on Friday morning. We have some early meetings today, so we're getting a little early start. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. Today we have a beautiful photo I took yesterday of actually a fruit stand on 322 east of Efferton, Pennsylvania. We stopped at yesterday and shared an apple dumpling. Boy, was it good. We want to point out to you that this week is our ministry anniversary. It was the 21st of October 1996 that I sent out the first email message. The website was started a few years later, and it's been about 3 years ago we started the podcast. And of course, some of you know us through the podcast. And on the site today, we again have a link up to our revised ministry update, and it is for those of you that may be interested in our ministry and in our personal life at this point in the 12th Daily Encouragement Ministry anniversary. Today we also have one song up. I really couldn't think of a song unless Brooksine can suggest one now I can find, but it's a Brooklyn Tabernacle song. It's in the form of a YouTube video. It's a link, but I think it's a good one for our country at this time. And again, wherever you live, for your country as well. And it really directs our hearts to God. It's a song titled, My Help, based upon the scripture text. Well, thank you for joining us today. Continue to serve God faithfully and seek to do what is good and right in His eyes.